I've spent the last 10 years working for our local representative, Peggy Wilson, in the state legislature. And so I think I understand the process. I understand how to research, to find out how other communities might have solved similar problems so that we don't spend a lot of time reinventing the wheel. And then I think that also my background lends itself to tailor those other experiences that other communities have had to fit them into what we may be having and seeing in Wrangell.
Why do you want to be on the Borough Assembly?
I think it is really good for people in a small community to volunteer. It's how we get things done. And I think it's kind of my turn. If everybody takes their opportunity to volunteer in some capacity and use their experience to help their community, it just makes life, the quality of life, better for all of us.
What do you think the priorities of the Borough Assembly should be?
I think the Borough Assembly has done, in the years past, has done a really remarkable job creating a fiscally sound environment for our community to overcome what's happened with the downturn in the timber industry. And I think that I want to see that continue, not have us go off on different tangents, focus where we can get the most bang for our buck, so to speak, especially in things like the Wrangell Shipyard and those kinds of things.
What do you think the biggest challenges facing the Borough Assembly?
I think probably one of the biggest challenges is going to be getting the rest of the funding needed to complete the hospital. And I know that there are different grants and programs out there that we can partner, and hopefully we will take and make the most of those kinds of opportunities.
How do you think the Assembly should continue to deal with the issue of mines in British Columbia up the Stikeen River?
One of the things, there is a treaty with the Canadian government from back in 1909, so this is not a new issue, and the letter that we are drafting to send back to our U.S. delegation is to have them look at that process and make sure that the Canadians are following the same EPA requirements that the U.S. follows. I think we have to continue to monitor it, and I know there's a program at the state level that they are taking samples of all of the tributaries up and down B.C., Alaska border, and they're measuring to see if those of any of the harmful chemicals are out of balance, and they're trying to monitor and make sure that what they're shipping down the river is acceptable to the U.S.
So you've been on the Borough Assembly for a couple of months. What have you thought of it so far?
I think it's a great group of people. I think that they're really thoughtful and really working hard with the best interests of the community at heart. And we're doing some very interesting things with the animal ordinances. And we spent a lot of time talking about cleaning up after our animals and where and when they should be off leash. So it's been interesting.